Well, boys and girls, you've got a very special treat this morning because you've got a guest speaker, and it's Uncle Philip. He's going to come and talk to you. Or Daddy Philip.
Okay. Ooh, in the balcony. In my bag. What have I got in my bag? Ooh. I have had a bag of sweets. Well, I need some help this morning. Right, you want to help me? I have a bag of sweets. Some people to help me to describe my bag of sweets. What colour sweets do you see in the bag? Yeah. You can see a red one. We have a red sweet. What flavour do you want? Flavour. I think I'll be an orange flavour, okay? Good, we've got a red one. What else can you see in there? A yellow one. It's a white one, isn't it? Matthew, can you come and help me? Matthew, you come and help me. We're describing this packet of sweets, okay? Not the colour this time, Matthew. What else can we describe about the sweets? Feel them. Yeah, the shape, okay. What shape have we got now? We've got frogs. Good, they have got frogs. What else have we got? Mm-hmm. What's that one there? Huh? Baby, you've got to tell it. Well, how they feel. Yeah, some of them are soft. Think of Matthew, well done. Some of them are soft and some of them are hard. So we're finding out all about the packet sweets. We have red ones, yellow ones, soft ones, hard ones. And what about what might be in the sweets? Can anyone think? Sugar. Good for you, sugar. You've got some energy. What else?
E-numbers.
Sorry?
E-numbers.
E-numbers. Really healthy E-numbers. Anything else? John?
Animal fat.
Animal fat?
Yeah. Flavours.
Huh?
Flavours.
Flavours. We've got different colours, haven't we? So we know... Which one's your favourite colour there? You like red ones, do you? Yeah, I'll spend them there. Well done. Good girl. See you help there. We've got the red ones. So we know all about these packets of sweets. We know what's in them. Sugar, colourings, flavours, what you see. I can actually ask you questions now about the packet of sweets. Can somebody tell me two colour sweets what you've had? Matthew's got the brain really switched on well this morning. Matthew. We've got green and red. You know about these packet of sweets. What else have we got back in this bag of sweets?
Yellow and white.
Yellow and white, well done. You know, all about these packet of sweets. It's all in your head, isn't it? All that information is in your brain. You know, all about packet of sweets. Now, some of you come to Sunday school now. Some of you are really old, aren't you? Matthew's our oldest when you come to Sunday school. And you're learning lots. And lots in the Bible. Stories that we have. Some of you don't come to Sunday school. You haven't come to Sunday school yet. Not Jacob yet. But your mummies and daddies read you stories about Jesus, don't they? You know about Jesus? Stories in the Bible. And we're learning, aren't we? About Jesus and good things that we can enjoy if we know him. But it goes in our heads. It goes in our brain. If we want to enjoy this packet of sweets, we want to enjoy it, what do we need to do? Taste it. We need to taste it. We need to open the packet up and enjoy them. Put them in our mouths. Enjoy them. That's completely different to knowing about them. You can know all everything about this packet of sweets and not enjoy them. That's why if we come to Sunday school, we might know all about Jesus. What it's like to actually be a Christian, we might know if we trust in Jesus, we can go to heaven. But one of the things that he can give us, it's all in our heads. That's not really enjoying knowing Jesus, is it? So I go over this packet of sweets. I could say to you, would you like one? I know you like cowboys, so. Lee is eating a sweet. Quietly, could you tell us what it's like?
Very nice.
Okay. What's it taste of strawberry. At least enjoy one. He's had one. We've told it's a taste of strawberry. Now some of us here are Christians, and we can tell you all the wonderful things that it's like to know Jesus. We can tell you what it's like to have peace in our hearts. We can tell you all these wonderful things, but unless you, Matthew, maybe you can help me here. It's quite a difficult question. What do we need to do to have our sins forgiven, to know Jesus as our Saviour? Just two things. You think? Okay, forgiveness of our sins, very good, thank you. Well done, Matthew. And put our trust in Jesus, okay? So what do we need to do? And to actually enjoy Jesus in our own lives. Repent of our sins and put our faith and trust in Jesus. Good, okay? So it's not enough to know about Jesus in our heads. We need to know what it's like to enjoy Jesus in our hearts, in our lives, don't we? Good, right then. We listen really well.